Yes. What's going on, everybody? I want to welcome you to another episode of The Lion's Den with Seth. That's who I am. And this is who you are. You're in a place to be. If you don't know about The Lion's Den, what we focus on is leadership, growth, and development with a call to action from the household to out in the community. And it's not about just being behind a microphone. We are truly about that life, right? So if this is your first time listening, make sure you subscribe and you follow us, because at least you know that you're following somebody and people that's going somewhere, right on. Now, my boy Big Herm, he ain't in for this conversation. You got to take care of some business, right? You got to take care of a little pause for the cause, but that's what we do. We keep the ball rolling and he go pick it up when it's time for him. But ladies and gentlemen, those of you that know me or that don't, I do a lot. You get what I'm saying? A whole lot. And people ask me, how do you do it? Well, I do it because I do it by way of understanding what's important. You see, what I mean by that is sometimes we can consider ourselves being productive and we're not. You're just on a treadmill, right? Or you're just doing certain things, but are you moving the needle? That's what I think we should really look at, right? And that's where I want you to put your mind at right now in this conversation. What is it that I'm doing? Am I busy or am I productive? And keep this in mind. The definitions are different between whoever you talk to and what they're currently doing versus where they're going. So that's the discussion this for today in this episode. And feel free, comment. Make sure if you're not following us that you do. And make sure you go and subscribe no matter where we are right now, either on every major podcast platform and especially here, so you can see this beautiful face, right, in 3D and in color. But seriously, ladies and gentlemen, how do you do the things that you do? What motivates you? What are your goals? How do you create a plan to do that? And the individual that's going to help me talk about this today and to listen and for you all to listen to is Miss Nishka. Nishka. There it is. Woo! Nishka Melton, ladies and gentlemen. Let me tell you a little bit about her, right? Besides me having to fix that name, she wears many, many hot hats. Okay. So she's a successful business owner, property owner, manager. She's an author, international speaker, pastor, pastor's wife, good Lord, right? And a mother of how many? Six. So you think about it. If she's not doing it all, she's doing too much from the outside looking in. However, she has a unique approach to simplify productivity. Okay. And so what she's done has, she's empowered individuals, entrepreneurs, nonprofit managers and ministries and in different realms to really bring down the things that you or that they may have been doing and scale it down to things that make it make sense. Y'all ready? I want y'all to give it up for Miss Nishka, y'all. Yeah. Oh my goodness. You see,
you made it.
I made it. But it was like right here, said, No, it ain't. It's Nishka. That's what it is. So look, ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna do this real smooth. Watch this. Boom. Pronounce that. There you go.
Nishka.
That's it. Nishka. Y'all, Nishka. So how you doing, ma'am?
Yes. How you doing? Fantastic. I cannot complain at all.
Right on, right on, right on. So explain to us a little bit, not going into the topic right now. Just tell us about you. I just gave a quick synopsis of how many hats you wear, but tell us about you.
So I am a creative. What that means is I love the creative side of things. I love the arts. All six of our children are in the arts. But I am that logical, creative person. I don't even know if a lot of us exist. So it has to make sense to me in order for me to do it. And I do juggle a lot of hats, but the great thing about it is I'm not burnt out. I'm not overwhelmed. I'm not grasping for air. With all that I do, it makes sense. It makes sense in the day, the week, the month, all of it collaborates together and it works. And what I do is help people see what they need to do to make it work, because you can be highly productive and it doesn't have to be complicated. It can actually be really, really simple.
Come on now. Come on now. And so when you communicate with individuals, how often do you come across people that says, I'm doing this and this and this and this? In the back of your mind, you're like, okay, you're going to run out of gas. All right.
Yesterday.
Oh, goodness gracious. So how was that conversation?
Well, I was on a group training call, and everybody that was bold enough to speak up, they were doing the wrong things. And they got to breathe last night during the call because I gave them tips and pointers on what they were doing wrong, why they were feeling what they were feeling, and what they needed to do to move forward. So to see people literally go, I understand now why I just wanted to forget everything and go to bed. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to do anything that I knew that I needed to do. Mm-hmm. And it's common. It's very common.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure it is, right? Because you have individuals that are so focused on the end result, but they think that all these other things have to happen in order to get there. So you help them to make that make sense, right?
I help them make it make sense. But I also am helping that person who thinks they see the end result, but they're misfiring. Mm-hmm. So they're not getting to the end result. They're doing all these unnecessary things to occupy time and space. And they're actually missing.
Come on.
They're missing. They're giving a lot of energy, a lot of resources, a lot of time, but they're not hitting the end result because they don't know what their beginning is supposed to look like in order to feed the rest of the in-between.
See, I love that. So for our audience, could you clarify the fundamental difference between being busy and being productive?
Yes. So a busy person is going, 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 going. They have their to-do list. They're ready to check that sucker off to feel like they've accomplished something. At the end of the day, they're tired, they're drained. And when they look back, if they got anything on that list done, they can honestly say what they did do did not fully feed their goals and objectives for the day. They were busy. Their gas was spent, their time was spent, and whatever else. But when they look at what they got accomplished, what filled their time, it did not feed their goals and objectives. A productive person, they don't have a to-do list. And we'll go into that a little later in the conversation. Yeah. But because to-do lists are trash, straight trash. A productive person has a calendar, and that calendar has a flow. It has a beginning and it has an end. It has some cushions in between. Mm-hmm. And if it's not feeding whatever your goals and objectives are for that day, it doesn't go on your calendar.
Come on.
A productive person understands that there's things that they do, things that they delegate, things that they table, and things that they discard.
Yep. Or delete. You're right. You're right. Absolutely.
That's a productive person.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I love that. So let's do this. Can you share some examples of your own experience where you thought that you were busy, but not necessarily productive?
I can tell you, because so we have, my husband and I have a blended family, and that has its own challenges. So when I had my three, before I met my husband, my children are stair-stepped. So there's 2 years between the oldest child and the middle child, and then 3 years between the middle child and the youngest. And there would be times, because I always had my kids with me when I wasn't working. They were with me. And there were moments when I would just pull into the driveway and just sit. Because I had nothing left to give out of my day. By the time I left my job, first of all, let's start in the morning.
That's right.
Getting up, mm-hmm. trying to get 3 small children ready, mm-hmm. to get out of the door on time, get to childcare on time so that I could be to work on time to punch that clock. Work my 8 and whatever hours, mm-hmm. leave work, go pick up those 3 children, because if you were late, you had a late fee.
That's right.
And then have to go to the grocery store or the dry cleaners or wherever I had to go with all 3 children in tow, come home, get those 3 children settled, cook dinner, clean, bathe, and find my mind somewhere along the way.
Right on.
I was busy. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And it was a busy, mundane situation. Mm-hmm. I did it every day. Every day, even on Saturdays, which for a lot of people may be a rest day. I got up early because I had 3 kids to get ready, feed them their breakfast, do my house cleaning, run my errands, and find my mind somewhere in the day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I was busy. Mm-hmm. But if you ask me what I actually accomplished, mm-hmm. a lot of times I would only be able to tell you that I made it through the day.
See, there you go. And ladies and gentlemen, that's the key. That is the key. Your job being here is not to survive.
Right.
Right? Your job is to thrive. And to serve, but you cannot give individuals what you don't got yourself. You
come on now.
Right? Look, like I always say, you can't pour from an empty cup. So mm-hmm. what do you do for you, and how do you quantify those things? Thank you so much for saying that. So now here's the deal, though. What strategies did you pick up, or what can you recommend in that time? Like, so for those individuals that may be going through chaos right now, what could you recommend for shifting from the busy mindset to a productive mindset? Because I believe that is so important. And what would you recommend to those mothers?
So what I've learned is that a person is not willing to change their mindset until they're sick and tired of being sick and tired, because they always want to try just one more thing. Well, let me try it this way. Let me do it that way. You're already spinning your wheels like a car that's caught in mud, and you're giving all this energy and you're burning all this gas, and you're still in the same place.
Big facts.
How many times do you have to go in a circle before you realize you're getting nowhere?
Come on.
See. So I normally have to wait until the person gets sick and tired of being sick and tired. Then they're ready to hear. Mm-hmm. They're ready to hear and process. And when I ask the question, how did your day go? What did you do today? And then the next question is, okay, what was on your to-do list? Because I already know they have one.
Right.
I already know. What was on your to-do list? And they run it down. What was on your calendar? Well, crickets.
That's right.
Crickets. So then what did you get accomplished on your to-do list? Well, I didn't get everything accomplished, but I can just roll it over till tomorrow.
See?
Okay, so you had 10 things on your list. You got 3 done. You're going to roll 7 over till tomorrow on top of the other things that you have to get done. So you're creating a cycle of how am I going to do all of this?
That's right.
That's what's playing in your mind. And that's what you're trying to figure out because you are still doing the same thing. So trash the to-do list. One of the things that I teach is that time is productivity's highest currency because you spend it. But when it's spent, you don't get any more. No matter what day of the week you go to, there are 24 hours in all of them days. No more, no less. So you don't get to put in overtime or you don't get to come and say, okay, I want to add three more to this 24 hours. No, ma'am, no, sir. It's 24. So you have to know how valuable your time is and what your time is worth.
No, absolutely. And you know what? I find that so often an issue, right? Individuals don't know how to quantify it, right? Because I really do believe they never gave themselves permission to do so. And so for those individuals that do have a 9-to-5, and shout out to you, right? Because you have to do what you have to do. However, how do you quantify that? How do you quantify the value of time? And to your point, an individual is not able to if they don't understand that it is valuable. You get what I mean? Now, how do you have that conversation? Because in order to get from here to there, there are steps. So how do you help to articulate that time is important so that they will be a better steward of it?
So you help a person remember that low, that empty, that drained, that frustrated, that I can't do this anymore place. You help them remember that. And it's how much longer do you want to rest here? Because this is where you're parked and this is where you're going to stay until you, number one, do you have goals for yourself? Do you have things that you dream about that you've written down somewhere that you want to do? Because that's what we need to be feeding. Right now you're in the rut. And I'm going to help you get out of the rut and into the goals. Because it's easy. It's easy to get caught up in that cycle of get up, go to work, go home, eat, go to bed.
You know it.
Get up, go to work, go home, eat, go to bed. It's easy to get caught up in that cycle. A person who doesn't have clear goals for themselves stay in that rut. So Seth, a lot of times what I do is I spend time helping people create those simple goals because you have to have direction.
That's right.
You have to. And people have, they'll say, well, I have a big dream. I can't tell you how many people have said, I want to make six figures this year. Okay, that's great. Do you understand what six figures is?
That's right.
Six figures is six numbers. There's a comma in between. So do you want to be at the 100,000, the 500,000, 900,000? You can be 999,999.
That's right.
And you're at six figures. So let's break that down. That's normally after the realization that, okay, what I'm doing isn't working. Once the person has that aha moment, it starts with the breaking down of their goals, what they want out of their life. And then once we have that clear direction, then it becomes the time management techniques that they start learning.
Okay. Well, I appreciate that. Now watch this. Now we're going to flip the script. But what's happening is I have a business. I have an organization, okay? And I have I have a bottom line. Understand this, I have a bottom line. I have a team of individuals. So you talk to me as a leader, okay? To help me to understand and to encourage me, right? To have the culture of productivity versus a busyness, you know, within my team. How do you have that conversation? Because I'm focused on the bottom line. So how do you help me as a leader that I don't make all the decisions, okay? But I'm responsible for X amount of people. I have to respond to a board, okay? And whoever my constituents are, and then I have to keep this machine going. How do you communicate how important it is for productivity out of my people versus them just being busy?
That is a great question. And the first place I start is, tell me what each person on your team does. Normally, there's a difference between their job description and what they do during the day. There's a gap there. There's very rarely an alignment between the two. It's very rare that I come across where a person has that team or they have their people, and that person on the team has a focus of assigned things that they do. This is their lane. This is person A's lane, person B, person C, person D. Normally what I see is this right here. Mm-hmm. Everybody's back and forth. Everybody's got hands in. That's busy. There's no clear structure. And everybody's tired. But nobody wants to drop the ball because then it's your fault.
Oh, absolutely.
Because I dropped the ball. Mm-hmm. But you can't say, well, that's not really what you hired me to do, because then you don't have a job. So, Mr. Leader, do you have a clear-cut picture? And by clear-cut, I mean written out of what each one of your staff members, team members are supposed to be doing, and has that been clearly communicated and reinforced on a daily basis?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, no, that makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. And I do believe that, to your point, based off of the way the team dynamics are, it can be a large team or a small team. But if those roles aren't clearly identified, then it can be extremely difficult because those lines can be blurred. And people can, you talked about burnout earlier. There's also another terminology, and I'm sure you heard of this. It's called compassion fatigue. Right. Compassion fatigue. So an individual will get so tired because they care so much. Lord have mercy. Bleeding heart. You don't know how to say no. That's another thing.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
Right. So that's another thing. If you do not understand that no is a word and a sentence by itself, but knowing how to communicate, because I do believe a truth without compassion is brutality. So you need to know your audience. However, again, you can't give what you don't have, and you can't rob from Peter to pay Paul because your energy is not going to fuel me. So what do you think about that? How important it is to have that healthy boundary so that you can, you know, be more productive?
It's critical. That's a lifeline. One of my peers, she has something called the anointed no.
Okay.
And that anointed no, it is very polite. And she says, she teaches to please accept my anointed no. And she has t-shirts that say that. And I told her, I said, sis, I need one that just says no with a period, because sometimes my no is not anointed. Mm-hmm. And then there's other times where I don't even say, I just give that. And we just rest right there.
Yeah. You see, but again, you got to know your audience. You got to know your audience. Absolutely right. And people need to know that means most definitely not. You know,
most definitely. The conversation is organically over.
Correct. And you know, I love that. And I was talking to one of my mentors a couple of weeks ago, and he described something to me, and I wasn't aware until he gave me the example. So, ladies and gentlemen, those of you that's watching right now, I'm about to give you a tip that's worth thousands of dollars that can help you out. So he said, it's one thing if you say, no, look at my hand. No, versus no. Mm-hmm. The way my hands are actually giving off the non-verbals can indirectly tell me that no is either with a comma or a period. Mm-hmm. Because the hands open saying no, that's it, that's all. You see? But the no is like, okay, I got wiggle room, right?
Yeah.
It's just like that, you know, the dumb and dumber. You mean no, not now, or no later on, no.
Right. Yeah.
You see, so, and that's another thing, right? Creating that boundaries, but understanding, making sure that what you feel, what you know is clear. So it does not create the proverbial wiggle room, you see?
Exactly. Agreed.
And we got to do better. Yeah, hey, we got to do better with that. So in your opinion, how does the concept... Or no, how about this? Let's go a different direction, because it all depends on, you know, the upbringing and your values of, or not necessarily values, but how you understand this. Do you believe in time management?
100%.
Go ahead, explain.
So one of the things that I teach is a simplified way of managing your time. And the first thing I say is, again, that time is a currency of productivity. Once it's spent, you don't get it back, not for that day. And so what I also teach is that you, in creating your calendar, the calendar has to flow. And people say, well, what do you mean by flow? So if you're the person that goes to the gym, you don't work out at home, you go to the gym, mm-hmm. and you say, I'm going to work out for 2 hours. The average person will say, okay, gym, 3 to 5. Mm-hmm. Wrong. Mm-hmm. Because you did not give yourself time to get there. You did not give yourself time to actually get out of your car and get in the gym. Mm-hmm. You did not give yourself time to change clothes after your workout. Mm-hmm. You did not give yourself time to get to your next destination. So when you are creating, and this is called time blocking, when you are creating your time blocks, you have to account for everything that's needed to complete that task and activity. Mm-hmm. Everything that's needed. Then I teach what's called time cushions.
Okay.
There's a possibility that anything can go over or go wrong. You can have technical issues, people get long-winded, traffic happens, whatever. So you want to give yourself a cushion in between your appointments or activities. Mm-hmm. If nothing else, to let yourself reset. Now, it is scientifically proven that if you close your eyes and just start breathing, inhale, exhale, your brain will start resetting itself. Because when you close your eyes, there's nothing there for your brain to take in. And you're inhaling and exhaling and releasing the stress from your body. You can have those moments in between every task, so that you're not carrying stressor, 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 and then think you're going to get home and have peace.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
It doesn't work that way.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. And so you said some things, and I agree. I believe that the time management, based off of whoever you're talking to, would make a whole lot of sense, mm-hmm. if they see time a certain way. You said something earlier that makes me look at time, and not just here, but prior to, I look at it like money. So you have to be able to have a budget for your time. Meaning, and ladies and gentlemen, and so here, I'm going to show you something. See, the audience know a little bit about me, and you don't know this, but you're about to. Watch this.
Okay.
Let me get close to the mic. See, the thing is that I got a short tolerance for willful ignorance. You see? Oh, okay. So now I don't necessarily go to church every Sunday, right? I consider myself a bedside Baptist, right on. But so the deal is that, nope, yeah, I said it. So what happens is I give my tithing with my talents, skills, and abilities as I'm serving individuals. However, I got to budget 10 hot minutes, okay, for no matter who it is. I know. See, sound bad. Don't judge me, Lord. Don't do that.
I'm not judging. I'm taking it in.
This is, see, now it sounds out of line, but it's okay. So I says to myself, self, and it all depends on the day, I might answer. I realize I only got so much amount of time to give. Mm-hmm. So that A helps me to stay laser focused. That helps me to make sure whatever may happen or may not happen, I am dedicating time towards something. So in another way of my mind thinking, I am budgeting my currency that I can get back very strategically, to the point where if I'm doing this and I know that I am essentially trading parts, a small part of my life for something, now I'm putting more value to my time. So if I'm calling you and I say I'm got 5 or 10 hot minutes, you need to hold on to that minutes. Now, here's the deal. I don't care what you do between that 10 minutes, because as soon as my alarm go off, it's a wrap. Wrap it up. As a matter of fact, my alarm is going to go off about 2 minutes before, you see. So if you're going, I say, all right, now, what'd you say? I heard that. I got to go. So that goes into either, you have the time management. You have the time block, how you budget that. But however, that time is finite.
Yes.
You see? And so whatever values, and I do believe whatever values you hold true to your being, attach time to it so you can itemize certain things so that you can see the value in time. You agree?
Absolutely. Absolutely agree. I firmly believe that if you are not clear on your goals, on what you should be spending your time on, then life will dictate it for you. You just gonna let stuff happen and you just flying by the seat of your pants because you free or whatever you want to call it, you out here hugging trees or whatever.
Yeah.
life is going to tell you what you are going to focus on if you can't tell yourself.
Come on. See? And you know what? That goes back into another conversation, probably another time. Why individuals aren't where they want to be in life. What I mean by that is we have to be a disruptor in the chaos that which have created the current situation that we're in. First of all, have self-awareness. Realize what you've done to contribute this without saying he, she, and the dog got me here. Okay, so since you realize where you are right now, then you have that conversation with yourself. Say, self, I want to be here. So that means, watch this, I have to pivot. See, I got to turn my chair around and look back and see how much time I've been spending on frivolous things. Mm-hmm. See? Mm-hmm. So that's, again, going back to that budget. See? You can't say you can't afford what you say you want because you can afford the mess. You got a bunch of mess. Don't they got a bunch of mess?
They got it.
Yeah, and look, Ben had it. And the crazy part is they might kill and steal to get it. So if you say you want something, you have to be able to look back and see your track record.
Right.
And be able to say, you know what? If I want this, this is what I don't want. But be real and say, okay, I'm really not willing to cut this out of my life. Ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to make sure I pass this to you and you let me know what you think about it. Sometimes we spend our time on frivolous things, even people. However, You see, it hits you. So, but what happens is we are, I would say, we're misguided. We have misguided loyalty with individuals that do not yield the type of fruit that we're trying to receive, right? So no matter what we're planting in them, their soil is not fertile, but we still waiting. Watch this. We praying, we hoping hard, knees hurting. All right. Understand that potential means that what you have right now is not good enough. When do you think you have the power or control to make something that does not want what you want? Mm-hmm. That's time. Am I lying? Tell me what you think about that, ma'am.
Well, did I hit it? You said about a whole buffet worth of stuff right there.
Come on, pick one. Don't be greedy. Pick one.
So the compassion that you were talking about, and the goals give direction. And when you don't have clear direction, you out here trying to do a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit of this, little bit of that, and not an end in sight. If even a therapist at some point understands that they can't save a person or help a person who doesn't want to be helped. And if your career goal is to be Jesus, as Messiah, then I guess you can go around saving people if that's your career goal. But when we understand that truly...
Wait a minute. Hold on. So it's not going to happen. You're not just going to breeze by. Now somebody's looking on monster.com. Say, all right, now look, I'm looking to be Jesus. What's up?
No, I'm looking to be Jesus today.
I'm trying to see if they hiring. Okay.
They're not. Let me help you out before you even start the search. Nobody's hiring for that. And you, ma'am and sir, have to be clear on what your lane is. As a friend, a wife, a mom, whatever the title may be, I have no problem helping people. What I don't do is carry people. And what I let people know is the train will leave the station at its appointed time. You can be ready or not, but if you think I'm waiting for you to get ready, you will continue waiting because I can't, and nobody else should either.
Hey, okay, so back to your buffet. Okay, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, what we gonna do is, before we wrap this up, I want y'all to tell us if this needs to be a part two.
Because oh yeah, we gotta do a part two.
You don't have to, right on? Because I think people understand. On my train, I'm the conductor, okay? Now, you can decide what you wanna do. Now, the door is open for only so long. So check it out. You can either get on it. I don't care where you sit at. However, there's a priority. Okay, you can get on if you want to, but you go have to work. You feel me? I don't care if you in first class or over there in the caboose, but what you're not gonna do, you ain't gonna stop it. And I dare you to get in front of it. Understand that. Very intentional. That means with my dreams, my time, my family, and wherever I'm going. Now, that means individuals that's in my circle, I make sure now that everybody in my boat is rowing, see? But I have to be able to do that. So come along, my friend, come along on this board, right? On this train, right? Nothing to lose, everything to gain. But I tell you one thing, you might lose your life if you come to waste my time.
Now, I got to add something to that, though.
Go ahead.
Because I do care where you sit.
Oh, okay. Okay, I do, because
I have to make sure that you're in the right place doing the things that are in alignment with your skill set.
Oh, yeah.
Because if not, you are a hindrance to me and you are slowing me down.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So I 100%. And there's people in this realm of coaching and everything else. And I'm sure you've experienced this as well. There's people that I can't take on as a client. I won't take on as a client because I know you have this thing called hard-headed. And you're not going to listen. And what you're not going to do is drain me. Mm-mm. Okay? Because I know how to walk away.
See.
And shut the door.
That's right.
And leave you with yourself. So it's so funny. You keep saying being strategic and intentional. I literally have a t-shirt on right now that says strategic, intentional, and fearless. And that's how I choose to live. And understand everybody can't get with that. And that's okay.
That's all right. That's all right. And you know, it's not easy, ladies and gentlemen. What we're talking about has taken years of understanding, self-awareness, emotional intelligence, being able to be okay with who you are, who we are. And there's also another thing. There's individuals that are striving to be something versus just being. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm a firm believer that we are all perfect. But what happens is you don't know it. So you're relying on someone to tell you who you are. And then you being the fool start to believe it and then start to walk into somebody else's dream. And then what happens is you want to know why it ain't working right. Because somebody else's nutcase, you see? But soon as you quiet the noise and listen to your own God-given gift, I believe we all have that God gene. You just can't feel it right. You dig it? So, but once you start moving in that, then you will start to see certain things around you. And then you say, wait a minute, I've been a fool since the 90s. What's going on? Or this relationship, this occupation, right? Even my eating habit, even the way that I communicate with people are toxic. You see? So, but if you don't slow down and stop pouring time into things that has zero value, listen, you got the ground, two seeds, one for flowers and another for weeds. Both of them go grow, whichever one you water. Hold on, let me ding myself.
Ding yourself on that one.
So look, let's do this real quick, right? As we wrap up, tell individuals, as a matter of fact, we're going to do a part two, y'all. Y'all just wait, okay? But you tell individuals how they can find you on whatever platform and in your book. Talk about, you know, where they can find your book and everything.
So everyone can find me on my website, www.nishikamelton.com. So my first and last name.com. And that's where you find the book, how you're able to also book a free cut the BS discovery call with me to see if we are a good fit to work together. So just go to that website and that'll get the ball rolling.
Yes. Yes, 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 ladies and gentlemen. Hopefully you enjoyed this and thank you, ma'am, for being on. Nishika, come on now, make it happen. And listen, what is it called? No nonsense, no BS. What?
Cut the BS.
Cut the BS, what you said. That's what I'm talking about. Where them scissors? Where them scissors at? What's the problem, right? Because people like to hold on to mess up. There it is. Cut it. You got to do that. But look, hey, you just hold tight real quick. Ladies and gentlemen, this is what we do here at the Lion's Den. Hopefully you enjoyed yourself. Hit the share button. Let people know that you had a good time. And hopefully you learned something on this evening, okay? This is what we do here. Make sure you follow us. Make sure you subscribe. And then you can learn more about what we do at lionspride.com. And also, if you have any other questions or want to get to know me and accountability coaching or even to find the book, go to SethTheSpeaker.com. LionsDenWith.com. Right on, right on. Listen, we're going to see y'all pretty soon on the flip-flop. Look, y'all take care of each other. Do what you have to do. Hold yourself accountable and stop wasting time with lames. All right? Let's go.